Chapter 1, 911 Call. Also, Jesse's quiet, very independent elk hound watched from a distance, reserving judgment. Giant Milo, the Wonder Mutt, lay in a crouched down position, still and sphinx-like, except for his tail, which tentatively brushed back and forth in the grass. Like Oso, Milo was reserving judgment, but with his natural optimism. Jessica Anderson touched the on icon on the interface open on her laptop. The two little machines sitting on the ground in front of her clicked a couple of times, lights on them blinking. All three German shepherds, Acer, Britta, and Sumi, pricked their ears. The fur on their backs rippled a bit, while Mitch the Marvelous, Jesse's young Belgian Malinois, came instantly to his feet. He tipped his head sideways, his attention riveted. Predictably, her top ground-tracking dog, a deep, copper-colored Irish setter cross named Queenie, bounded up to the little machines, stopped short, backed up, barked, then moved in closer. One sniff, and she took off to race around the field in deliciously happy circles. Queenie thought them some new game or toy, which, in a way, they were, and weren't. "Good dogs," Jessie crooned. All the dogs relaxed, momentarily. Then all of them stood and went to full attention. The German shepherds, or, as Jessie thought of them, GSDs, raised their hackles. So did Mitch as the drones came alive, the machines unfolding like strange insects as they engaged their tiny rotors to pull themselves aloft. Only Oso and Milo were still open to the possibility that these weren't danger. Only Queenie still thought them marvelous fun. "Good dogs! Gute Hunde, brave Hunde," Jessie called again, using both English and German to soothe her pack as the machines moved higher, hovered for a moment, then flew outward following the path that Jessie had previously programmed into the software's control interface. "It's okay. They're good guys," Jessie said to the dogs. "They're going to save us a lot of time and effort." At least she hoped they would. Today would test that possibility. Almost as one, the dogs looked back to her and she smiled. Her pack. The Motley Mutts, as her grandfather called them, and she was their pack leader. "Good dogs, brave Hunde," she answered them. English for her rescues, Queenie, Milo, Mitch, and Oso. German for the shepherds, though, because of her constant use, all of them knew both lingos now. Watching her new tool circle the field twice, her dogs' every sense tracking them, Jessie was pleased to see the machines were following her programming exactly. She grinned, then touched in the second part of the program, one that would send the drones out to do a test search. "This will save countless search hours for us, if we can just get Idaho to relax their privacy laws a little." Still, there were other states. Jessie wasn't limited to state lines, not now. Not with canine search and rescue expert Callan Parker on her side. And so far, he was. The all-but-silent machines disappeared in the distance, heading toward Long Peak. Jessie hoped she'd gotten all the parameters right. These were a lot better than the toys she'd been practicing with, but this was their first test flight, and at $5,000 apiece, she didn't want them flying into a tree or a cliff, thanks. But she'd already tested their proximity sensors, and they seemed to be working fine. Still, though, she'd set the program to keep their altitude above the treetops and the cliffs of Long. Watching her laptop intently, she kept an eye on both their audio-visual feeds and their GPS positions on her screen. So far, so good. They were half a mile out already. "They're fast," she whispered to herself. A dog whined, Britta.
"Bravis, Madgen. Ganz bravis, Madgen," she said soothingly.
Acer touched his nose to his friend, and Britta yawned once, then lay down with a groan, Acer squatting down to sit next to her, hip to hip. On her screen, the GPS locators were showing the little flying bots now a mile out, and still absolutely locked to their programmed flight path on her test search grid. She turned on the motion sensors just to see what they would do, and if they actually functioned the way the company said they would, sticking to the search grid and avoiding each other, but reporting movement. Within moments, one reported in what looked like maybe a raven taking flight. The camera adjusted its focus and the bird came crisply into view before disappearing into the trees.
The drone stayed true to its programming, maintaining flight path. They were amazing, and so was the software that controlled them. Not as amazing as her dogs, but Jessie was glad she'd come across the company responsible for building them, a small firm located in Alaska. They were fast, light, and had twice the flight time of comparably equipped drones. They were also more fragile, but the software helped with the flying. At 2 miles out, some 8 minutes into their weaving crisscross search pattern, Jessica caught sight of something the wrong shape and color on the mountain's broken snowfloor. Taking manual control of the drone nearest to it, she lowered the altitude and set the camera to target the object. With sudden recognition of what it was, she zoomed in. A proximity sensor blinked. Her other drone avoided collision all on its own and was now crossing to the east of the one she manually flew. It reported movement. Diverted, she let the one she controlled hover on autopilot, hoping it caught movement from the body, while she turned her attention to what the other was reporting. Another person, she realized. That person disappeared into the woods, but the drone still sensed it. She gave it autonomous control and watched, riveted, as the machine now dodged between trees, self-navigating on proximity sensors and its software's AI. "Be careful," she pleaded silently to the little flying robot. A flash of red. The camera zoomed and focused. The drone dodged and shifted, changing angles to auto-orient. The flash of red reappeared, the back end of a pickup about 50 yards ahead, part of the vehicle occluded by the trees. What she could see was that its tailgate was up, said Chevrolet, and it had no rear license plate. Jessie keyed the drone to hover. There was the sound of the engine starting. Then the vehicle disappeared from sight. Jessie touched in a command for the drone to raise altitude to above tree level again and seek previous target. "In for a dime, in for 5 grand," she muttered, hoping the drone's proximity sensors accurately could sense overhanging branches above itself. A dog whine answered her, but she kept her concentration on the screen, which had gone to a blur. Shifting her attention to the other drone's feed, she saw that, at least as much as she could tell, the body hadn't moved. Asleep, injured, or dead, she wondered. And deciding, she dropped the drone down close to investigate, and saw what she didn't want to. Every dog came to full alert, their eyes riveted on her. 911, what is your emergency?
Stick to the basics.
My name is Jessie Anderson. There's a person lying on the bank of the creek up on Long Peak, about 2.2 miles north by northeast of Anderson Working Dog's northwest property corner marker. They're not moving. The woman on the other end of the call was silent for a second, then said the predictable. Stay on the line with me, please, Jessie. Eyes glued to her drone's feed, she heard the woman call code. From the corner of her eye, she watched her dogs talk to one another. Then, as if one, moved to surround her. The drone, tracking the red truck, displayed it driving out of the woods, then heading down the old Forest Service road. The drone kept the vehicle in focus as it maintained a parallel flight path slightly above. Jessie had a relatively clear, if tiny, profile view of someone whose face looked like a melted blur.
What would cause that? A burn victim? A stocking pulled over their face, maybe?
The 911 dispatcher came back on the line.
What is your full name, ma'am?
Jessica Marie Anderson. And now there's a red truck, a Chevy long bed single cab leaving the area.
How do you know this, Miss Anderson?
My drone's feeds. And from there, things turned into chaos.